little situation at Walmart over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of curious what you would have done if you were in my shoes.
Not went to Walmart.
Why wouldn't you go to Walmart?
Because it's COVID time and people can't wear masks in the Walmart.
Oh, okay. Well, Walmart in the New York area, everybody has masks on. Okay. Everybody.
So they're playing by the rules.
And not even anybody that pulled it down and wore it as a chin strap. Everybody had it up over their face. It was amazing.
Good. I didn't get none of that here, but okay. So you went to Walmart.
Yeah. I went to Walmart. And so, you know, they socially distance you when you get to the register. It's really important that you stay back, whatever. I understand. I'm cool with that. So there was a couple in front of us. They were kind of young. You know, they're probably like, I don't know, like millennials, you know. So it was a husband and wife and their little baby was in the cart. Okay. So they have a bunch of stuff. You always buy lots of stuff at Walmart. So they're pretty much done. And we have a lot of stuff as well. So I start piling our stuff onto the conveyor belt. Because they have like two items left. They're going to put them in their basket and they're going to pay and leave. So I pile everything on and the guy opens up his phone and hands it to the cashier and says, this is a gift certificate. And she scans it. And it's like, it's not working. We'll try again. It's not working. Well, let me type the number in. It's not working. They were there insisting that she use this $100 gift certificate. They would not, like, even though she was like, listen, it's not working. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's the gift certificate or you didn't activate it or there's a problem with it, but it's just not working. They are refusing to leave. There's only four registers open. Okay. People start piling up behind us. There's a big long line. This guy is not leaving until this happens, until like his gift certificate is used. If it were me, I would have said, all right, you got a big long line. Everyone's giving me the evil eye. I'll use it online. I'll use it another day. I'm just going to get going. You know, no, they stood there. They waited for a manager.
Mm-hmm.
The manager took her sweet time coming over there. She went through each item. She had to cancel everything. They opened another register behind them. But at that point, all of our stuff was up on the thing. You know, like all it was already up on the conveyor belt, so I couldn't take it off and go to another register. So they were like holding us hostage. So the person I was with, I said, don't say anything. Mm-hmm. And she was like, nah, screw them. I'm going to say something. And she said, how dare you? She let them have it. Like, do you see this line behind you? Are you that entitled? Like, this is Walmart. Everything you're getting is already cheap. Like, use your gift certificate another time. She's getting really mad at them and she's yelling at them. And I'm just cringing. But on the other hand, I don't know. Like, what would you have done if you were the couple? What would you have done if you were me? I don't know. I didn't know. I didn't say a word because I just don't like confrontation, like at a store.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I feel like it's rude. But the person I was with didn't think it was rude. She had no problem being like, hey, listen, idiot.
Mm-hmm. Now, for me, I can see both sides. If I'm the guy and I know for a fact that that coupon is going to work and it's going to give me $100 off, I ain't moving. Screw you. You figure it out. It's your coupon, you know. But on the other hand, you behind them, take your crap back off of the conveyor belt and go to another line. I mean, at that point, it's going to take you 4 minutes to get it off the belt, put it back in the cart and take it to somebody else. You know, it's just not worth it to stand there, get mad, move your crap, go somewhere else.
I've been in situations where a coupon isn't working. I would never stand there demanding, like, I'm not leaving until this coupon works. It's like, you know what? Go save money next time you come. Work it out. Go to customer service. Do anything else. I just feel like the idea of holding up an entire line of people.
Yeah,
you know, on like a Saturday at Walmart.
Their coupon should work. If it's a straight up coupon that's not working, if it's a straight up $100 that's going to be off my bill,
It's a gift certificate.
I'm going to stay there. That's where you get a manager, bring them over here and figure this out. You know, I could care that people are behind me. We're not the only lane. When you're in a drive-thru and you can't leave the drive-thru because there's a wall on each side, then you're screwed. Then I'm getting pissed. But there's no wall that's forcing you to stand there behind those people. I mean,
so you think I should have just taken everything off the conveyor belt, put it back in the cart, and just moved my ass away?
Right. There's a lot of time I'm going to be going, and then I'm going to move my crap because it's just, it's not worth it.
Right, right. You know, now that you say that's probably what we should. It would have taken me 2 minutes to put everything back in the cart.
And you were probably there 15. Yeah, you're right about that. It was your fault. You were there 15. You could have been there two. You know, people are idiots. You got to be ready, willing, and able to jump a lane at any moment because there's an idiot in front of you. The minute they break out a checkbook, you got to know you got to pack your stuff up and move to the next one.
But at one point, like if you're the person and there's a problem, what point do you go, ah, screw it, I'll use it another time? You just want to, I feel embarrassed. Like the fact that this little family wasn't embarrassed to be holding up an entire line, that's what I thought was weird. They weren't like sorry or nothing. They didn't care. They stood there with their arms folded. They were like, get a manager then.
Yeah. I mean, but if you have $5 in your pocket and you bought all this stuff because you know you have a $100 gift certificate, you're not going to say, screw it, I'll do it next time. I don't have any money. So yeah. I know I have a $100 gift certificate. That's why I bought all this crap.
Yeah, but you have a whole line of people behind you, like giving you the evil eye and like rolling your eyes at you. You don't care about that?
I don't care. Because I've been stuck behind people. I've been stuck in front of people. I mean, it's going to happen. It's their fault for their computer not to work on my gift certificate. Bring the manager over here now.
Right. Well, the manager had to manually do everything for them because they were refusing to leave. The gift card was not working. It was their fault. They were like, this gift card's defunct. And they were like, no, it isn't. And they were refusing to leave. Like, you're right. I should just put everything back in the cart and moved along. But I was like, at that point, I was like, what's going to happen next? I was like, the drama of it.
See, that's the thing is you wanted to see what was going to happen. You didn't care about moving your stuff. You wanted to see the drama because you, over the whole weekend, didn't have any internet. So this was your only internet. Entertainment.
It's a very good point. Yeah, you know what? This was my TV. This was my Netflix.
Yeah, the thing that pisses me off now is whenever I go to Walmart or anybody, I'm going through the self-checkout lane. I'm not being stuck. I don't care if I have three carts worth of crap. I'm doing it myself. And like yesterday, Lowe's, they had all their self-checkouts stopped. They wouldn't let anybody in there, and you had to go through the person one. I'm like, it's freaking COVID. Open these things up.
Why wouldn't they let you through the self-checkout?
Because they closed them. I don't know why. But every store now with the COVID, I don't want to be involved with somebody talking.
The people, I know. I know. I feel the same way. But you know what? I love how you assume that the self-checkout's going to be even easier. I mean, they have to have somebody there to help people that are too much of a dumbass to figure out where the barcode is or how to pay.
Well, but that's why Walmart has 18 of them, and you can just move to one where there isn't somebody. The other day, I was at Walmart, and I went through the self-checkout line, and I had to buy canned air for something that I need a canned air for. Right. And they have to get your ID to buy canned air.
What?
Yeah, because you can use it as a drug or something and snort.
Oh, okay, like whip it.
Yeah, so one can of air, I had to sit there and wait for the person to come over, check my ID. I'm like, seriously, dude, it's not a beer. It's canned air. It's air.
You know, I just go look up on the camera. Do I look like a 12-year-old to you?
Air. I'm buying air. You're carding me for air. While you're at it, go get me some beer. I might as well be if I'm being carded for air. That's when it's...
Is there a limit to how much stuff you can have in your cart for self-checkout for you? I mean, I feel like self-checkout is like if you have 10 items or less.
No, I'll do it if I have three carts. If I have three carts full of stuff, I'm not dealing with people. I'm not going to get stuck behind that person with their gift certificate. I'm going through the self-checkout.
Even with three carts full of stuff?
I don't care. I guarantee I can get in and out faster with my six cards doing it myself than you behind the guy with the gift certificate.
No, I always love a self-checkout. Believe me, I was with somebody else and they were paying, so it wasn't up to me.
Right. So then you go to the self-checkout. Stop it. Be behind people.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I should have just put everything. It would have taken me two. They took so long. It was 20 minutes. Wouldn't have taken me 20 minutes to put everything back in the cart. That was my bad. You're right.
I blame the internet or the lack of your internet and your lack of minutes on your phone because you had no entertainment all weekend.